In the middle of the 20th century, writes John Perkins, two very different types of capitalism were vying for supremacy. One was the form expounded by John Maynard Keynes, which urged businesses and their leaders to be good corporate citizens while also earning profits. This model was dominant in and after the post-war years and led to the Great Society programs of the 1960s. But within a generation, a very different model, one advocated by Milton Friedman, had prevailed. Perkins calls it predatory capitalism.
The sole goal, as he defined it, is to maximize profits regardless of the social and environmental cost. The idea being that if you maximize profits, everything else takes care of itself. The other two guiding principles under Friedman's theories were that businesses shouldn't be regulated at all, basically, because that gets in the way of making profits, and everything should be privatized. Everything should be run by private business.
As he detailed in his autobiographical 2004 book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, America's adoption of Friedman's single-minded approach was driven by a cutthroat alliance between corporate and government powers, creating and using immense debt to leverage advantageous policy and business outcomes, particularly in developing nations. And that came home to roost in the economic crisis of 2009.
The same thing's happening here. People are being encouraged to take out large loans that they can't repay. They go into bankruptcy. In the banks, the corporations have a tremendous hold on them. We're seeing this over and over again.
Perkins' latest book, titled Hoodwinked, explains the machinations of what he calls the corporatocracy behind the recent recession. Beyond that, he offers a strategy for undoing the dominance of predatory capitalism, one that is rooted in the conscious use of individual purchasing power.
We've all said, hey, I want cheap tennis shoes. And if that means sweatshops in China or Indonesia, I'll just look the other way. I want cheap petroleum, and if that means ravaging the Amazon, I'll just look the other way. We've sent this message out to the corporations.
But buying things cheap this way dishonestly evades some of the very real costs involved in producing them.
If we really internalized a lot of what we call external costs, the costs associated with the terrible destruction of environments, the use of essentially slave labor, and there's a huge price associated with that, including terrorism. If we really factored in the cost of those policies, those products would be much more expensive.
So Perkins suggests we think about each of those daily purchasing decisions differently.
When we vote in the marketplace responsibly, we're making an investment in our own future, in our children's future. It's not a sacrifice. But sometimes people may not be able to afford the greener product. Even if you can't afford it, recognize that you're sacrificing a potential investment in your future and your children's future, and that when you can't afford it, you will do so.
Finding reasons to do this, Perkins offers, may not require looking any further than the next generations around us.
Businesses should be about more than just maximizing profits. They should be about creating a world that my grandson, who's 3.5, will want to inherit. And that means essentially that every child on the planet needs that kind of a world.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.